It was a little murky, but what got me the most in shock and in awe in that moment was she finally had a moment with her sisters, which by the time we were done, we all went out and ate dinner together. There was prayer. There was fasting. There was interceding. There was speaking life into a situation for a period of time. And even moments where she probably thought it was never going to come and they were never going to be, all came to fruition by the end of this funeral. Now, she's probably going to kill me for talking about that, but she's in there counting, so shh. But anyway, so we find joy in these moments because in these moments we come to the realization that God is setting us up for something great and the devil doesn't want it, right? So I'm going to read a scripture about the perfect example of acting out being joyous in probably the worst case scenario situation in the entire history of life. And it's in Luke 22:42. It says, obviously we know that this is when Jesus went and he prayed on his own and he asked the disciples to stay and watch. But it says in 42, it says, "Father, if thou be willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done." Now, obviously, we look at the first half and we see that he said, "God, if there's any other way to do this." So we see the gravity of how great it is for Jesus to sacrifice himself. We know he's going to the cross in this moment. But he says, "God, can you just take this from me? If there's any other way to do it, take it from me. But nevertheless, your will be done, not mine." And in the next verse is what I want to talk about from that. In that moment, in all the fear, all the anxiety, and all the pressures that he has being fully human and fully God, after he says this, it says, "And there appeared an angel unto him from heaven, strengthening him." Immediately after his moment of what we would look at as weakness for some of us, an angel comes in and strengthens him when he comes to the solitude decision to say, "Your will, not mine." And a lot of us, we're like, "God, your will, not mine," but where's our angel strengthening us? And God's saying, "Did you wake up this morning? Did you get out of bed this morning? Did you put on your shoes, your clothes, walk out that door, and continue on your life?" We want to sit here and talk about how God didn't do this for me, or God didn't do that for me, or I'm going through this battle and this struggle. Where's God at? And God's saying, "You're still moving. I'm still breathing breath into your life daily. I cause you to wake up. I cause you to feel rest." And we get so restless and so irritated and so frustrated at times because in those moments where we're suffering and where we're having these struggles, we feel like, "God, why do I have to deal with this? God, why do I have to go through this?" Well, let's talk about it. If every struggle that ever came into our lives ever happened and God just took it away, how would we be able to reach the lost people? What kind of stories would we have to tell people that are lost? Like, everything's just all well and good and all this. Well, what if they pray the same way we prayed, but because their faith isn't active, they don't get it the same way we did? If everything was just gone in a prayer, but one person's faith didn't work, what kind of witness do we have? We don't have the same witness as in saying, "You know what? For the past month, 6 months to a year, I had to get in my closet. I had to get on my knees. I had to pray. I had to fast. I had to seek. And I had to struggle. There's tears running down my eyes at times. But I knew that at the end of that struggle, at the end of that race," see, Jesus said, "Nevertheless, that your will be done." Not because he had the strength for it, not because he knew that it was going to be easy, it was going to be a cakewalk, it was going to be anything. He knew the end result. See, a lot of times we get the end result, but then everything happens in the middle. And instead of saying, you know what, God, thank you. Thank you for giving.